Did you know that Moana could have been a 2D animated film? Early into production, there was a debate around whether Moana should be animated using the popular 3D techniques of the time, or whether they should continue the legacy of hand-drawn animation that the studio had pioneered. But this debate didn't just affect Moana. The decision to create this story in CGI led to the complete abandonment of traditional animation at Disney. Today, I want to explain how that happened. At the end of Michael Eisner's tenure as CEO of the Walt Disney Company, a number of financial losses had come from the animated features that they released. To make matters worse, after Toy Story, Pixar's rise was undeniable, but Michael Eisner wasn't continuing to build upon that relationship. Pixar was going to start distributing their films through other studios. Pixar had shown the world that CGI was a legitimate art form that could dazzle audiences, and many started to believe that CGI was the only way to create financially profitable animated feature film. And that sentiment eventually spread to Michael Eisner himself, which led him to lay off the majority of traditional animators. And so the artists that had created movies like Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, and Lilo and Stitch were let go from the studio. Walt Disney Feature Animation was lost. But everything changed when Bob Iger became CEO. You see, one of the first things that he did as CEO was rebuild the relationship with Pixar, and that inevitably led to the Walt Disney Company purchasing Pixar. When that took place, John Lasseter and Ed Catmull, two of the founders of Pixar, became the leadership over Pixar and Walt Disney Feature Animation, which was renamed to be Walt Disney Animation Studios. And one of their first decisions was to bring back the medium that had built Disney. To accomplish this, they recruited John Musker and Ron Clements to direct the next hand-drawn feature film from Disney. I think this was a very smart decision. These were the storytellers who had created The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Hercules, and Treasure Planet. And inevitably, they also created The Princess and the Frog. And it seemed like the future of hand-drawn animation had been secured. 2D was back at Disney, and many artists who had been laid off in the past returned to Disney to create Princess and the Frog. Now, the intention after Princess and the Frog was that Disney Animation would go back and forth between 2D and 3D animation productions going forward. And for a number of years, that remained true. After Princess and the Frog, there was Tangled, which was followed by Winnie the Pooh, and then Wreck-It Ralph. But the next release that was intended originally to be a 2D animated feature film was transitioned partway through to become 3D, and that was Frozen.
I remember talking to Lasseter, and I kept asking at these meetings that we'd have, the studio-wide meetings, like, what's the next 2D film we're going to do? And they just kept saying, oh, we need a good story, that's all we need, good story. And then they go, next question.
Now this is Nick Ranieri. He's the animator behind classic characters like Lumiere, Hades, Cusco, and Charlotte. I got to interview him a few years ago during the pandemic, and it's fascinating to hear him talk about what it was like inside the studio during this time. Big Hero 6 and Zootopia released next, and both of those films were planned from the very beginning to be 3D animated productions. At the time, it didn't seem like 2D was something that would never return again, especially since John Musker and Ron Clements were working on another animated film. Now, they had done some CGI work in the past. There was the Cave of Wonders in Aladdin, the Hydra in Hercules, the ships in Treasure Planet. But all of their productions up until that point were built around the traditional animation pipeline. It was the medium that they knew and loved. It seemed like 2D animation would live on through their next project. But unfortunately, there were some issues that came up when their film was in development.
Ron and John were developing, right after Princess and the Frog, they were developing another 2D film. Mm-hmm. And they had this idea, it was for a feature based on the Terry Pratchett novels. One of them was called Mort. The creator of it, they went overseas and talked to him, and he was jazzed about the idea of Disney making a movie based on one of his books, right? But the rights, they were stuck with this lawyer guy. And the lawyer guy, he wanted the world. He wanted, you know, I want to be part of the process. I want to be wanted this, I wanted that, I want, you know, rights, I want my name in the credits, blah, 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 whatever, all these demands. And the Disney said, look, we don't do that. Yeah, that's not the way we work. So you have 2 weeks to decide to sell us the rights. We've given you a good deal. But if you decide not to, we walk. After 2 weeks, the guy didn't budge. John and Ron had to trash the entire film, come up with something new. And that something new was originally what turned into Moana. Yeah. And it was originally a 2D film.
You see, before this conversation, I had no clue that Moana was ever even considered to be a 2D animated film. When I originally saw the final film, I never even considered that a different medium could have ever told the story. It changed my perception on what Moana could have been, especially when I went and looked at some of the early concept art and saw some of the animation tests. It made me feel nostalgic for the art form that I grew up watching. But unfortunately, the complications around Mort delayed Ron and John's next project. And in that time, the animation landscape had changed and new pressures were put upon them.
Lasseter kept holding it and pushing it and pushing it. And Ron and John were like, we're just trying to work out the story here. I don't care about the medium right now, just the story. But eventually it was announced at a investor meeting that Ron and John are going to direct their first CGI film. And they turned to each other and said, I guess we're doing it in CGI.
Bob Iger stated that there was no 2D or hand-drawn animated film that was being developed at that time. But he clarified that they were not ruling it out for future productions. But honestly, looking back, that statement seems to be completely untrue. Because a little over a month later, almost the entire 2D animation team was fired. In a matter of weeks, all of the hope and joy around the possibility of hand-drawn animation continuing at Disney was completely destroyed again. A few 2D animators were kept on and are still at Disney till this day, working on projects here and there. One of them, Eric Goldberg, would go on to animate Minnie Maui for Moana. But the grand majority of the talent and the infrastructure that was established to create The Princess and the Frog and Winnie the Pooh was gone. But don't get me wrong, the animation in Moana is incredible. And I think Ron and John fully embraced CGI. John Musker even explained that there are visual elements like the ocean that benefited from the CGI over two-dimensional techniques. And I agree, the living water, the hair on Moana and Maui, and the fire and lava effects of Te Ka are incredible feats of artistry. The animators, lighters, modelers, and story artists created a classic. All of the magic of Disney was put into this film, but when I think about what was lost because Moana was chosen to be a 3D feature film, I have to say that I still feel like something was lost.
There are so many talented people who are getting into the industry now who will never get those opportunities that, you know, to work on a feature film where the characters are very strong and it's high quality, high performance animated film. It's just, there's this one person that worked on Princess and the Frog. She was an amazing animator. She's just amazing. She's still at Disney and works in the CGI and all that, but her 2D stuff was beautiful. It's like, man, if she was just born 5, 6, 10 years earlier, she would have been a supervisor on any of those 2D films of the past. She was amazing. But, you know, born too late.
I'm sad that artists who were inspired to work on hand-drawn animated films might never get that opportunity. And it makes me sad that executives can't see the possibility that exists within 2D animation. Because I think the medium is incredible.
I realize that, you know what? It's not a good story. We don't need a good story. What we need is a mediocre story that you think will be good for 2D. That becomes an amazing story halfway through at the point where we can't reverse it and make it in CGI. That was their idea. Their idea was, we'll look at each idea and see what would be the best medium for it.
Yeah.
But if it's a really good story they like, it's always CGI.
But throughout the history of the Walt Disney Company, there's been many moments where animation has been underestimated. There were times, even in the days of Walt Disney, where animation was considered to be cut. Other forms of art were prioritized over animation, like live-action films and the theme parks. When there's other products that can be offered that make more money, it seems like a possible smart business decision to go. But I think it's an absolute fallacy. Animation is at the heart of everything that Disney does. It is the lifeblood of everything that happens. The quality of animation coming out of the Walt Disney Company is what defines every aspect of the organization. Which means when animation is suffering, you can typically expect the rest of the company to be suffering as well. But even though right now Disney has lost faith in 2D animation, that doesn't mean it's going to be like this forever. You know, when I think about Moana, I know that it's an incredible film. I see the artistry and the beauty within every single moment. But I do think that if these actors, this music, and this passion was put into creating a 2D animated film, I think it could have been just as special.
I remember when in the 90s, I met Ward Kimball. You know, people would ask him about Walt Disney and all this. I think he got tired of it. He would say, his phrase would be, "Walt's dead and you missed him." No, I always thought, you know, I hope my phrase isn't hand-drawn animation's dead and you missed it. You know, I hope that's not the future of the medium. I hope it has a resurgence. And I'm still young enough and able enough to be a part of it.